Yesu yobuzwa buluganda musibye mutya mulimera mukama wa Yesu obulamu bugamba butya buza kumulirwanawo bwe kiba kisoboka oyinza nositukana akubuuzaako eri aliyewa n'obuuzaku oyo aliyewa amina neggulu oyinza okulibuuza oyinza okulamusa ku bamalayika mu Yerusaalemu nabo ne bakimanya nti w'oli omulundi guli twakubanga mwaleero oyo okutegeezebwa mu tuli ku kyalo naye twagala tutegeeza ggulu nga naffe weetuli mu linnya erya Yesu. Akaseera ako katumale tukomewo tutuule. Amina. Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Komawo otuule.
You can come back and sit.
Weebale kubuuza ku muganda wo.
Thank you for greeting your brethren.
Mu linnya lya Mukama waffe
Yesu. In the name of our Master Jesus.
Twagala tuyite mu kigambo eky'amagezi mwangu ddala.
The word of wisdom quickly.
Ate tutandike.
And we begin.
Ebyokulaba enkwe za Satan.
To see the schemes of Satan.
Eri Katonda n'eri ekkanisa.
Unto God and to his church.
Oba abantu ba Mukama.
God's people.
Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Mu kigambo ky'amagezi.
In the word of wisdom.
Tugenda kulaba Mukama ayagala tumusemberere nga tufaanana tutya.
We want to see how God wants us to draw closer to him.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ayina naye engeri gy'ayagala omusemberere.
There is the way he wants us to appear before him as we draw closer to him.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Si buli ngeri yo.
Not any kind of your way.
Nti osobola okusisinkana Katonda.
That you can meet God.
Naye naye alina engeri ye.
And he too has his own way.
Gy'ayagala omusisinkane.
Which he wants you to meet him.
Oyagala nnyo okugenda okusaba.
You want it so much to go to pray.
Sali y'olutalo.
In the prayer of warfare.
Sali y'okuweebwa.
In the prayer to be given.
Y'okweneya.
In the prayer of repentance.
Naye Katonda naye alina engeri gy'ayagala omusisinkane mu nsonga ezo.
He too wants you to meet him in a certain way in those issues.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Alina engeri ye gy'aba akulindiridde mu kulaba.
Where he wants and is waiting eagerly to see you come within it.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Era nga ne wali okutukuza emitima gyaffe.
And it involves cleansing our hearts.
Okutukuza omutima si kyekintu ekiri
awo. Cleansing the heart is not something which is there.
Ky'osobola okulowoozaako nti kyangu.
Which you can think of that it is easy.
Oyinza n'okulowooza okutukuza.
You may think that you've been cleansed it.
Naye nga gulina ebyagwo.
But it has its own issues.
Gwatereka emyaka mingi.
Which is kept many years back.
Nakugambako omulundi guli
I told you some time back.
Nti waliyo ebibeerera ddala ku mwoyo gwennyini.
That there are things which speak unto the spirit itself.
Waliwo ebijja ku mutima.
There are those which come upon the heart.
Wabaawo ebijja mu magezi.
And they would come in our wisdom and minds.
Obyogera ne ku mumwa.
And you speak them through your mouth.
Ebyajjula amagezi go.
What filled your mind.
Biba byajjula dda omutima.
It already filled the heart.
Ate bisobola okubeerera ddala ku mwoyo.
And it can be still on the spirit.
Na byawandiikibwa ku mwoyo gwo.
And they have been inscribed on your spirit.
Ngobisa obisimulako si kya.
And to rub them from it is not easy.
Nga nalwona ava mu mubiri ojagenda
nabyo. Even if you get out of the body you will go with them.
Kitegeezebwa kitya?
It is meaning what?
Ekigambo ekigamba nti ebikolwa byo bigenda nabo.
The word which says that it works to follow you.
Mutima gw'ogenda nagwo ba mumwa.
Is it the heart you go with or the mouth?
Ogenda na magezi.
You go with your mind.
N'omutima.
Even the heart.
Omwoyo gwe guvaamu.
The spirit is what gets out.
Kati waliyo ebyo ebigenda ne byewandiika ku mwoyo
gwo. Now there are sins which go and write themselves in your spirit.
Era waliyo ebigendera ddala nga wabirikodinga mu kkubo eryo gye wayitanga.
And there are those which went directly and you recorded them through the way you passed. Where you used to move by.
Yinza okuba wali olingiza ebintu byabeene.
You may perhaps be someone who used to look into others' things that you admire them.
Ne byerikodingayo.
And those things recording you.
Kakati ebiseera ebisinga.
Now many times.
Oyinza n'okulowooza nti magezi mbivuddeko.
You may think that in your wisdom and mind you've gotten out of them.
Mu bbanga. Gy'otategeereramu.
But they can come back in a moment you can never understand. Kitegeeza
omuntu alina okwetukuzirira
ddala. It means man has to cleanse himself totally.
Ku mwoyo gwe.
To get out of his spirit.
Mutima gwe.
And heart.
N'amagezi.
And the mind.
Ate ekintu ekimaze okujjula amagezi.
And what has filled someone's mind.
Oyinza n'okuzibuwaliro kyewala okyogerako buli kiseera.
You may even be facing it hard to speak of it all the time.
Wekitasaana nikugamba tewali wekiba kisaana.
There is nowhere it is worthy to be spoken of.
Nga naawe wakuswaza naye ate ng'era kitoloka ne kiyiwa.
There are some things that even you get ashamed but it also escapes and comes out.
Ekyo kiba kyava okuba ku mutima mwokka.
It means it ceases to be only on your heart.
Wabula nga kijjudde n'obwongo.
But it's also filled in your mind.
Kikubeera kumpi awo.
It's very close to you.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Naye Mukama bino byonna.
But God all of it.
Ayagala bituveemu.
Wants them to come out of us.
Bikolebwa omwoyo omubi.
They are done by an evil spirit.
Era bibeera mu bantu okumala akaseera
and they reside in people for a long time.
Singa tebeetegereza
if they don't carefully look at them.
okweyombeka oyinza okweyombeeka.
You can humble yourself.
N'amagezi ne gabanga agatirira.
Even the mind may seem to have gotten proper.
N'omutima ne gubanga ogulongooka.
Even the heart may seem to have gotten cleansed.
Naye ng'ekibi ekyo weerabira.
But the thing you forgot.
Kyawandiikibwa ku mwoyo gwo.
That sin was written on your spirit.
Kati wano omwoyo gwo guwona gutya?
Now the spirit, how can it be saved?
Kwongera bwongezi kubeera mu kigambo.
Continuously being in the word.
Okunazibwa obulungi
okukusinga. To be cleansed, totally be
kubanga n'ekigambo kyetaaga okuwandiikibwa mu magezi go,
the word needs to be written in your mind,
mutima gwo,
in your heart,
ne ku muntu ow'omunda,
upon your inner man.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Ekyo kyasuubizibwa.
That was promised.
Era yenkola Mukama gy'asobola okukola.
It's the way God can work.
Okusobola okuggyawo ebibi ku ffe.
Able to take away sins from us.
Singa tetukola bwetu.
If we don't do like that.
Tuyinza okutuuka n'ekiseera ebibi ebimu byonna ebigaanirawo.
We may reach a moment and some sins stick onto us.
Ebyo ne bizaalo ebirala byonna ne bidda.
And they birth a lot of others to come back.
Wano ekkanisa we yalekera ebintu ebimu
gamba tukireke. Began to ignore those things and they are like, let us leave it. And a big problem arose from
there.
But what was thought to not be since even came back. They which looked small.
Yesu byayogerako n'agamba.
Which Jesus speaks of and says. That you take out of a small spot out of your eye. Yet you have a big cone which you cannot see even in you.
And you see,
if you can touch that big cone within your eye. And you get it out right from the heart. Even from the inner man.
Now,
you can get away of seeing this small spot in your eye. Praise Jesus.
Now,
many things are in people's hearts.
And
God to create the generation of gathering all the time. Because he has to cleanse and wash us totally. You would have heard once and I believe God once understand. But and you never come back to fellowship. But anytime you fail to fellowship, those are sicknesses come back. For if they are washed from their mind, they can remain in the heart. If they wash the heart, they can remain upon someone's spirit.
And
they find themselves that ahead, they come
out
in the heart. And when they come to the heart, they get back to their mind. Now the mouth has to speak them. Even their hands have to work upon them. And walking them, you have to walk by them. Let's look into Hebrews briefly. Hebrews 10. Hebrews 10, 19.
Biblania esula eyekumi. Olunyirwa kumi na mwenda. Kala abooluganda, bwe tulina obugumu okuyingira mu kifo ekitukuvu olw'omusaayi gwa Yesu, mu kkubo lye yatukubira erijja eddamu eriyita mu kiki gwe mubiri gwe.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Waliyo ekkubo eddamu.
There is a living way.
Ate nga lipya.
And it is new.
Nga liyita mu mubiri gwa Mukama waffe Yesu.
And it passes through the body of our Master Jesus.
Okutuusa eri kitaffe.
To reach you into the Father.
Bible egamba.
Bible says.
Tulina obuvumu okutuuka eri kitaffe okuyita mu mwoyo.
To reach the Father passed through one spirit.
Era nga tunywesebwa ku mwoyo.
And we drink from one spirit.
Ekkubo eryo eddamu ye mwoyo mutukufu.
That living way is the Holy Spirit.
Bwe tusobola okuyitamu.
Through whom we can pass.
Okutuuka eri Katonda.
To reach God.
Era agamba tetumanyi kusaba nga bwe kitugwanira.
And he says we don't know how to pray out.
Naye omwoyo yennyini yeegatta n'omwoyo gwaffe.
But the Spirit joins with our spirit.
Ne yeegayirawo abatukuvu eri Katonda.
And intercedes for the saints to God. As God wills.
Kati ono yennyini yekkubo.
Now this himself is the way.
Etuyamba okutuuka eri kitaffe.
Which helps us reach the Father.
Okusobola okwogereziganya naye.
Able to speak with
him. Naye ng'oyita mu linnya erya Yesu.
But you pass through the name of Jesus.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Genda mu maaso.
Abibulaniya esula ya kumi n'olunyiriri lwabiri mu lumu.
Hebrews 10:21.
Era bwe tulina kabona omunene akuga ennyumba ya Katonda. Tusemberenga n'omwoyo ogw'amazima. Tusemberenga n'omwoyo ogw'amazima olw'okukkiriza okutuukiridde.
Tusembere olwo n'omwoyo nga gw'amazima.
Let's draw to God with a sincere heart.
Kwegamba nga tutukuziddwa omwoyo gw'okukkiriza.
And even the faith when you're completed. There are people who believe, but they have not been complete in faith. And they
hear
some words and leave them and they believe others. Yet all of them is the word of God. Now is the person who believes, yet they are not complete in faith.
That
not everything they hear in the Bible, credit, they do it. But they pick out some.
Me,
I will do this one, but that one, I will not do it.
kikyawandiikibwa nakyo naye
kale
era ekyokusaba nga buli lunaku kyo kati kale kansabe kubanga era ogenda okulaba
gwafunamu
naye nga Katonda by'ayagala
okufunamu ye
When he
tells you leave your ways, don't speak what you want you. You feel that no. Where do I profit not to speak what I want?
Now,
where God profits, you don't want him to profit. But when they tell you to pray, that's when you feel you benefit out of it and you
want it.
These are people who get complete in faith.
Bible says
with a faith which is complete. There is a faith which is not complete.
Remember
Romans 10:17
says
that faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. But that faith, it can fail to get complete.
If
a person chooses some word of faith and the others they refuse to follow them, they find themselves when they are not complete in the word of God and they cannot meet God. But what hinders them? They have things they have hid in their hearts and they have been inscribed on their spirits and they're even in their mind that them my ways are these. You know me, I don't just do even though I have had it.
There
is my way I do things. Me, I have my own ways. People who have such a serving God, they have their own ways. They cannot their serve God until they have gotten the way of God.
God
is looking for people with the heart of like this, not like your heart you have. As the heart of God, your heart has your own things.
But
God too has his heart and has all his things. And he wants people to draw to him who have a heart like his,
and
they who can serve him.
Vibrania esula ya 10 n'olunyiriri lwabiri mu bbiri.
Hebrews 10:22.
Tusemberenga n'omwoyo ogw'amazima olw'okukkiriza okutuukiridde emitima gyaffe nga gimansirwako okuggyamu omwoyo omubi
nti emitima gyaffe
that our hearts
girina okumansirwako
have been sprinkled
okuggyibwamu omwoyo omubi
to be got now that evil spirit.
Ephesians
5,
it shows
that we are washed through the word.
Now,
if you reject some of the word to work in you, there is an evil spirit which remains in you. Those pieces of the spirit,
all
the little power of an evil spirit, it remains in you. And it is called a seed of sin. I don't know whether you hear that seed of sin. Of sin may not have passed
grown
in you, and you may not see it, for it's in the ground, and that is the heart of someone. But one day, their fruits come out, for it's a seed. We who remain, we may not see it, but it's in the ground, that is a person's heart. Any heart, any time it's to grow up, after it grows, it enters in the minds of someone. When it grows fruits, you begin to hear in your mouth what you speak, and even what you do, and what you walk by. But the seed of sin, sin may perhaps have gone out of you, but it may remain its seed in you. That's why we try to say that infant spirit, which we would have called a little one in you. For a seed may be small in you, but it can grow, and it can work out many other things. Praise Jesus. The seed is of a mango. The seed can be of a bean or of anything. But if you put it in the ground, it can grow and bring many other fruits. And they're eaten on many years. What I try to say is this, that you may grow sin anytime, and many get it from you, yet it was a seed, something small which
remained. There
are even small seeds which you cannot even see, and you
cannot
just easily see them look like these grains. Very small seeds. It grows and comes up, and out of them many seeds come out. That is what is called sin. The seed of sin is very bad and hard. And you may have chased Satan and he remains, he leaves this seed of sin in you. You may chase the physical seed which had been in you, but the seed of them remain in you. If it does not remain in your heart, it can remain on your spirit. And it can come back to the heart. That's where it gets the fertile soil to grow. That is why you see all people are going to appear in heaven on the day of judgment. They are going to appear with sin. But no more has its works and will not be its fruits.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But they will be responsible for that seed. Why? That they will not be able to commit adultery. Not even stealing, you will not be able.
There
will not be fertile soil to grow, but it will be upon your spirit. And to check sin, it is checked as a small seed. Just as the word is. And when the word is in someone, it's like a small seed. And it eventually grows. And it spreads the entire person. And it is cleansed. Now we say, if we are sprinkled,
we've
been taken out that evil spirit in our hearts, it can remain in you. You may have admired something 10 years back. In the mind you chase it, even in the heart you chase it. But your spirit, when it remained in that thing, and one day, as you're there, it comes back in the heart and it enters. You remember the car you saw? Do you remember it? That house, you remember it? And you say, but this thought, where is it coming from? I saw it some long time. Where has it come from now? Satan, is it the one whispering to you? Is it in you speaking? You may even be praying here. God, we need your Holy Spirit. And
it
knocks within the heart.
Like,
you are asking for the Spirit, but you have no car. And it's like a whisper speaking through your heart. When that seed is in someone's spirit, all time it is there seeking for a fertile soil in the heart that it can grow and bring out fruits. God can reach your heart and sprinkle it, the word. As you say that we cleanse our hearts by the sprinkling through the word.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But many times we don't mind of that. We think after we've heard words and we are complete in faith, yet there are things we leave behind, we have not done them, and we fail to get complete.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And our faith, and it's never complete. Even our spirits themselves, and they seem to have retained an evil spirit in them.
You
may have copped the wiseacre from your grand-uncle or your auntie or your grandfather, but you just saw it from your grandfather. And it was there right from when you're young. And it kept itself in your spirit. When you begin to grow, it comes back and tells you, now it is the time.
Give
us a fertile soil we might manifest. And they always say, when someone grows up, they bring out the character of your grandfather, your auntie, or your uncle. Praise Jesus. But he had tried to avoid such situations. God wants people to draw to him and they've been cleansed in their hearts.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When someone sees things like that, you may even be saved for 10 years and they come back and you never took them out of your spirit to fill in the word of God. Remember, God promising says, Jeremiah 31:31-32, what just to write them in your minds, in our hearts, and to our inner man, that they can fight the other evil spirits from the inner man. But if it has failed, you may become like a wise person in the world. Even your heart is still a problem to you. And discover this. If you have this problem with the heart, when we speak of it now, you may not discover that it is you. You may even be looking at the neighbor and think they're speaking of the neighbor. Yet they're speaking at you yourself. This is not a sickness easy to discover. It's like a mad person who tells them they are mad. That time they never know they are mad. They might think if the neighbor is seeing there is the one mad.
Mularu.
They have spoken of the mad person
mularu.
Who is mad.
Maybe
there are those who are around. After they get healed and you show them the picture of their madness and they discover in those days they were telling them that they were mad. Now, as we preach the gospel here, stop saying they are telling the other. That is how you discover yourself early. For the other sickness in you,
it's saying
these ones are the ones sick, your neighbors. Maybe they are telling the ones outside, the religious people. Perhaps they speak to the ones in the world.
You are
in that kind of life. In the world, many people are like that. They forward it to the other. You enjoy the words as you hear them. But in the heart, it's speaking something else to you. It's of other people. It's not you they are talking about.
Yet
the other seats say, leave me alone to reside in my house.
Are they planning here?
Hebrews 10:22.
Tusemberenga n'omwoyo ogw'amazima olw'okukkiriza okutuukiridde emitima gyaffe nga gimakyamu omwoyo omubi n'emibiri gyaffe nga kinaasibwa n'amazzi amalungi.
Nti Katonda anaaza okuva mu mwoyo
munda. Now, the way you have to pray to God, even the way you have to see things, even the way you hear, you may perhaps when you hear words, by the evil seed in the heart, you interpret them wrongly. You hear someone, but in twisting the word, and
you
say he has been meaning this. And you are so quickly at that. It can trouble you so much. That's why God wants to cleanse up to our body the way you see things. You may perhaps when you see
and
people have gathered to the other end, if you are not wanting to be in the choir and that day you want to be in the choir, and the way you see things, you say, now they are going to see me when I'm singing. And the way you see things is wrong. You don't see right. The
phones
alone are upside down. And they are upside down.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Even the way you hear itself, when you hear others who are shouting by the others who are
shouting,
but if you have no gift to sing, you want to come and sing yourself. Things are within the hearts of people. Jesus Christ is people. God is on them until the end, until they have been cleansed. If you are to reach heaven, all people would have prayed once and God hears, and he changes this world. But the way he wants us to meet him is not the way we do it. But he tells you come and reason together. But when he calls you, he tells you about first sleep sin, learn to do good, you wash yourself, you cleanse yourself, and
he gives you
materials of coming to meet him.
And don't use yourself
in a moment as you come into him. Let me begin to put my jewelry upon myself and wash myself at the same time. I bring clothing to put them on. You may find yourself that you have put them on upside down. For you are quickly rushing to meet God that time and you want to prepare yourself in that moment. You may find yourself putting trousers, but the pockets are not in properly and they are all outside.
For
in that moment you want to cleanse yourself and meet God. It is to say,
people
not so much to pray and they repent first. Let me align myself. I'm going to meet God. I'm going to pray. I feel a one that faint and you begin to call. And you bring water and you grab yourself and you put the mirror and you're brushing and there are things quite itching you and you put soap behind where you bath ready. You find a problem and you reach to God to pray but you're not complete.
Yet
repentance, you've repented and you're praying, you repented, but what you repented is not there. This has to be in our lives to be complete.
It
is not that.
God
can even correct you by the situation even which you are in.
And
even if it is
in the head,
you can go in the bush for you corruptible in mind.
Even
if you see a toilet paper there, you have your evil ways. What I tell you, you may think, what is it on? But God was
established
Israel and even showed them how they are going to go. And they are old people. And you go in the toilet, but the way you use it is wrong. Which kind of God are you going to pray to in those ways? He tells you, he cleanses you from inside to your heart to the outside. Let us read it. You may think that I'm choosing God wrongly. Deuteronomy 23. People try to get explained. Try to correct yourself. Deuteronomy 23:14. We shall get back to up to
17. Kubanga Mukama Katonda wo atambulira wakati mu lusisira lwo.
He
is within. Now this camp is not like the other. For here he puts his glory. And
remember,
but the camp now is moving by is us. There is a camp used to walk by in Israel. He promised. When we
are
reading Isaiah, when you build a temple, that too I'll put my glory upon it. Now you come with your child and you leave them aside and they're moving around.
And
don't know that God is within. He puts his glory there and he comes in us and he comes within us. Now imagine your situation, you find yourself, yet the Spirit is in you.
Deuteronomy 23:14.
Kubanga Mukama Katonda wo atambulira wakati mu lusisira lwo okukuwonya. Why he moves within us? That sickness don't strike us. We are not attacked by anything. But where do they pass?
Olunyiro 14. N'okugabula abalabe bo mu maaso go. Olusisira lwo kirunavanga lubeera olutuukirivu.
Nti lubeera lutuukirivu.
That let it be holy.
Bible yegamba.
Remember, Bible says,
eno yekaru ya
Mukama, this is the temple of the Lord itself.
Naye lutukuvu.
But is it holy?
Obakali.
Okay.
Tugamba emirira muno nasomesa.
If he stands within here and teaches, and we gather him in the gathering of the saints.
Naye gwa tuddawo mu ntebe n'owandawo wansi n'ogira.
But you are the one who sat in the chair and you spat on the ground. And you step on that you've done down there.
Situation.
From the inner man, on your heart, in their mind, in their mouth, and in their actions. And they are not holy and
committed,
and they cannot dare meet God.
Deuteronomy
23:14.
Alemenga okulaba mugwe ekintu kyonna ekitali kirongoofu n'akukuba amabega.
Listen carefully. When you do that and he turns away from you go to pray when he's not in it, and it's in the character of people. and the characters of people.
Deuteronomy 23:15.
Don't get any person who has run from captivity and you hand them back to captivity. He says how? Let's all be free. Even though you've given a job to your brother, don't make him a slave over you. Just as it was on the other side.
Deuteronomy 23:16.
Yes, you
as well. Praise
Amen.
Jesus. Let's go to verse 11. But all that cleanses yourself is where these words come from.
Deuteronomy 23:11. Era unabanga nechifo ebweru olusisira jono fulumanga
sibuli wamu ndi
not everywhere you can go and relieve yourself from there. You go outside.
And
when you go there, don't go there empty-handed. There are people
who
are in the toilet. They have no paper, toilet, nothing.
There
are characters of people. They got them from the village
or
where they came from. And they have their own way. They just clothe and they come and sit. After coming from the toilet. We are not going to be like the Muslims. But we need to keep ourselves in the manners. God minds from the inner man to the outer. But you, when the child urinates in the bed, in the chairs, they make poop one in there and you leave the poop there in the house. What are you doing that God resides at your home? You speak whatever you find. You don't mind of your children. You clothe them funny. You don't want to wash. That God is at your home. That he is in your heart. Is that what he commands you to do?
Tuli mchamateka. Esula ya bidi musatu. Ulu nyiriri. Lwakumi na bidi.
Deuteronomy 23:12.
Ero nabanga nechifo ewe lwuru sisira. Jono furu manga. Era. Unabanga nechifumu mubintu byo.
You must have something to use it to.
No.
As you go in the toilet.
We know kuba kali kali tugambe
katetu kasi. Have toilet paper.
Ndukubano bali mudongo.
This was where in the desert.
Funa ko
toilet
paper.
Get your toilet paper. Act decent there. But this one, the manners that
seem
to happen. As God came in a tent, you know his stomach got wild and you see the
business
of people, what are you doing? You sit behind.
You
mess up the entire atmosphere. The Holy Spirit begins to get surprised. You're troubling people. I'm writing words within them. You know
when
the Spirit has to write within us. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 3:1-6.
But
you are here in the people. You are doing things which are not making them comfortable.
You may
think the spirit is only the inside. He doesn't mind the outside.
Even
the clothing you put on.
And
the clothes on, and you put on a panty and underwear or a knicker, you put it the same. You don't
you send a spirit to come to your home
that you are with him. Bath thing is a problem to you. Brethren, let us cleanse ourselves. You will sit in the heart, God checks the heart. He also put the camp outside. What are they doing outside?
In
the entire house is full of rotten words. After you say, Lord, we welcome you. And brethren, the boys, the men, take care of yourselves. Even the women. Don't think the Holy Spirit will dwell in such circumstances around you that he loves you so much. Now these ones had to have something.
And
when you go to the toilet, they were in a desert. And they couldn't just put in toilets like ours. And it tells them when you go to relieve yourself, have something to clean yourself. You put a dig a hole there. You hide things far. But you, a child, poop and you put the clothing there, you hide them. You leave the children in the sofa and you relate within them, and the visitors come.
He told
you if an angel is the one who has come, and they have visited you home. That's why they don't come to houses. You keep the clothing with the purple under the bed. You put them in the bath in the basin and you speak the spirit of the Lord, take me to Jerusalem City. Don't think that God has forgotten how we are in the body. He's not forgotten us. He remembers. For he's the one who created us. Let's proceed on. We see.
Deuteronomy 23:13. Era onabanga n'ekifumu mu bintu byo. Awo olunatukanga bw'onofulumanga n'otuula. Onokisimyanga n'okyuka n'obikka ku ebyo n'obikka ku ekyo ekinaakuvanga.
Kaakati okumanya abantu kankubulira embeera yaffe si
nyangu. God to reach and clean someone will take in heaven. For it tells us, be holy as I am holy. But God in heaven has no toilet there. He doesn't want dirty places just as you want it here. But your life has situations you coped.
God
has reached, looked at us, even what we do outside. Those which are exposed upon our bodies, your actions, your situations. He knows you are when you sleep and you wake up, even what you think. If
you
read in Psalms 139,
he knows you very well as you
sleep up. See how you wake up, don't bath. Even if they don't bath, and you call him to help you on your work. Funny things, don't draw them close. They are not good to be seen in people. Now what about on your God?
Your
situations you act
yourself,
even outside, if they think in the spirit you accept the word. But there are others upon your body. There are things you speak and you do. They too are not worthy to God. You speak so much. You love so much, you do funny things. You don't understand them. And you find someone's house. The cups fell into the basin. When God's visitors come, he gives those cups to them. Where the children drink from, and they put on fish at the cup, and they give the visitors of God to drink from them. Now your situations, they too matter so much. And they can hinder you so much to go to heaven. You are the one who go into the cups in Jerusalem City, you get them out into the compound. You bring them in the center. You want to. Your situation abandoned. You be cleansed from the inner man, in your heart, in your mind, what you speak, and what you do.
Deuteronomy 23,
verse 14.
Mukama Katondawo atambulira wakati mu lusisira lwo okukuwonya n'okugabula abalabe bo mu maaso go. Olusisira lwo kyelunaavanga lubeera olutukuvu alemenga okulaba mu ggwe ekintu kyonna ekitali kirongoofu n'akukuba amabega. Tozanga eri mukama we omuddu eyabomba ku mukama we okujja gy'oli. Anaatuulanga naawe wakati mu ggwe ne mu kifo ky'anaayagalanga munda w'ensigi zo olumu. Wanaasinganga okusiima tomujooganga. Tewabanga mwensi ku bawala ba Isirayiri. So tewabanga alya bisiyaga ku batabani ba Isirayiri.
Baabagaana ebintu ebyo.
They refused you those things.
Temubirya.
Do not commit them homosexuality. Praise Jesus.
Now,
our characters are spoken of outside. The way you travel a place which was assigned to do other things.
God
knows us to the outside, even the parts
of
even the work they have to do. That's why he told them, don't commit homosexuality. And this even when the body is shameful, even outside what you do, think of them. Your clothing speaks so much of it.
But you don't mind of that
as long as I hear the word. And we are of full knowledge. But what you do,
fool's knowledge.
Yeah, it is fool's knowledge. And the knowledge of the fools.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, now,
all that is like that.
We
thank God
for
the moment which He has given us.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
It
is a word of wisdom. It's a voice of God. And it prepares us to continue in wisdom and understanding and the counsel of God, in power and in knowledge, in the fear and the fear of one true God, in Christ Jesus is sent, and we are led by His Spirit. Praise Jesus so much.
And
by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosan. Praise Jesus so much. We are going to proceed with the schemes of Satan
unto
God and unto His church.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
We
thank Him who teaches us how to profit. As He spoke in Isaiah 48,
that
I am the Lord who teaches you how to profit. Everything He teaches us, it profits you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Right now, as we proceed to see the schemes of Satan, as we still see the miracles of God, of the Spirit of God, and the miracles of the Spirit of Satan, praise Jesus.
But
in the midst, as we see that, why do you think that those miracles are like that? Why that the miracle of God? Why are they different from the miracles of Satan? And the other question, why do you think God has left Satan's miracles to exist? Praise Jesus. And why do they do that? Praise Jesus so much. We are going to continue to see in Deuteronomy 13 some of those issues. Praise Jesus. You're going to see in the miracles of Satan, they drive you to take you to Satan. For those miracles, they blind totally your eyes. In the miracles of Satan, through it past the number 666,
yes,
praise Jesus. together with the gospels of the Satans.
He
said that you've made a false Christ with a number.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Tebafayo.
They don't mind.
Umanyichi.
You know what?
But
the miracles are proceeding on.
Mukama,
now he God,
his
spirit says like this.
He
wouldn't have hindered those miracles to exist.
He
cannot stop them to exist. But through them, God is seeking his own.
Yes,
praise Jesus. To see them who totally love God.
And
he's Satan in his miracles. He minds one thing to seal people with the number 666 to be proven that there is. For they don't get any light of knowledge, not even understanding.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Deuteronomy 13. Let us hear.
Ekyamateeka essula y'ekkumi n'essatu olinnya olusooka.
Deuteronomy 13 from verse 1.
Bwe wanaabangawo wakati mu ggwe nabbi oba omulosi w'ebirooto n'akukwa akabonero oba ekyamagero, akabonero ako oba ekyamagero ekyo ne kituukirira kye yakugambako ng'ayogera nti tugobererenga bakatonda abalala b'otamanyi.
A miracle
can come to pass,
but
the God you're going to serve is another God.
He's
given you a miracle,
he's
given you even a sign.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Remember they are dreamers and they get visions and they give signs. I have given you 4 days and you are like this. Those they do them so well. I dreamt about you this and it happens like that. But God is intending what? Let us see. He has told you the miracles of Satan. At the end of them, you worship another God which you don't understand. Yet the miracles of God
confront
the gospel of the kingdom of God,
that
you may know that kingdom and the God who owns it.
Deuteronomy
13 verse 2.
Akabonero ako oba ekyamagero ekyo ne kituukirira kye yakugambako ng'ayogera nti tugobererenga bakatonda abalala b'otamanyanga era tubaweerezenga.
Bakatonda abo,
those gods,
oba tobamanyi,
you don't know of them.
Wabirawo n'ebigambo ebiyitibwa rema words,
even words which they call rema words, and they just fall, they're not in the Bible.
Nakugamba Mukama yeye
kyengani, and it tells you, God told it to me,
Katonda wange,
my God,
Yesu wange,
my Jesus.
Now
you see this God you're serving.
He's
not been served by the apostles, not even the prophet. But the miracles are moving on. The dreams are happening.
These men
are being visioned by the
people,
and they see everything. They can check you out, and they use that spirit, and
he
checks you out right to your home, to your forefathers, five of them behind. They connect with evil spirits,
and
they go right in the graves of the dead, just like one man on the television, and he went to speak with a grandfather of someone he wanted to heal who was dead in the grave, and he came back. I told him, your grandfather has told me this from the grave. He puts a lot of television sets into Kampala, public ones.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now,
a miracle can remain being done of Satan.
A dream
tells you a vision, but it takes you and you serve a God you've never served, and you've never known him.
There
is nothing like knowing God. Now it means that you have been cut off from eternal life.
For
John 17, verse 3,
it says
that eternal life is not the one God
and
Christ Jesus he sent. Now it means what? The one they sent you to serve, you shouldn't ask any question there. You don't ask a question. You just serve your master. Which can't be rubbed. On the day you get out of the body, you can see that number upon you, and you have it. No one in hell who doesn't have that number. But many die here, and we see they have them. Many here die, and you look at their forehead, they have not it. But when they get out of the body, as they get out of the body, they have the number. Just as you see that God seals his people through his spirit, even the miracles of God and the carefulness that they front the gospel, he knows that the Holy Spirit through the gospel is going to seal people, and you get the seal of God. Even this was new it, that they have to pass through only miracles to confuse people and make them serve a God they have never known, and they also get the seal of that God. We speak of Satan.
Deuteronomy 13 verse
3.
Tuliranga bigambo bya nabbi oyo oba omulosi w'ebirooto oyo. Kubanga Mukama Katonda wamwe, ngabakema okumanyanga, mwagala Mukama Katonda wamwe, n'omutima gwamwe gwonna, n'emmeeme yamwe yonna.
Nti Katonda abakebera mwalabe.
God will be testing and seeing.
Katonda okuleka ebyamagero
bino. God to leave these miracles.
Okuyinga obungi mu bannabbi bonna ab'obulimba.
The false prophets.
Abasumba ab'obulimba.
The false pastors.
Abatuma ab'obulimba.
The false apostles.
Naye mwanoonyeza
abantu. He too through them is looking for his.
Ani amwagalira ddala nga mbutuufu.
Who really loves him and really.
Ekyamagero si ky'ekimutwala si ky'ekikulu eri obulamu
bwe. Not what is important to your life.
Ng'ekikulu.
And what matters.
Singa asooka n'amanya obwakabaka bwe n'obutuukirivu.
Kingdom and righteousness.
Kyava agamba
bali. That's why he's telling us.
Temusanyuka kubanga emizimu gibabu.
Don't rejoice because demons have
heard
you, but rejoice because your names are written in the book of life. The miracles of God, it's an addition which is added to them who hear the word of God. That's why he speaks the miracles are food to the children. But in the kingdom of Satan, miracles, it is a covering which covers you and you never know what is going to happen. Even if a person does sins and you see them causing the labor work, you see a God working, you may not even run, for that has captured you as a covering. Through that seals people.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The
journey of the number 666
it begins
from the spirit of Satan himself, which
calls
the gospel of the Satans and the
first Christ
who come. This has been a vision
Christ.
He tells you he's Jesus
healed.
Another tells you by Jesus, and the situation is like that. But we,
Bible
tells us we have to have one Jesus and one faith, one baptism. Now when you see things change, everyone has his baptism, everyone has his own Jesus, which is not in knowledge and understanding. You know who is working behind them. The miracles they remain doing them, they dream dreams, even visions they see you calling clearly. And they saw you coming. I saw you, and God told me, and he tells you the exact as it is. Now you was not understanding of God, you begin to worship the man of God. But God told me, you buy a white handkerchief and you bring it. That handkerchief I will bless it, you
will
put it in your business. It's to be making money. And what he has taken you into is another. But the others are right, he saw them upon you. But what follows after? I saw you. Gelo told me. There is a land you want to buy. You even fear and you get amazed about it. Others fall down as if they've been filled with the Spirit, as they claim. And it is by God said, that land, you sow a seed for it.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Now,
the situation of this ministry, the miracles of Satan deceit, you may think they do something small, but there is an intention in them. You think that they care so much about you are giving you miracle, but they started to calculate out of them. They give you a miracle, they sign on a dream, and they come to pass as they have to. Yet they are making you serve another God. After they tell you now, some days you don't need Jesus. You need a miracle. That's how they say. But what days? And the light was the light of man. Even our existence, it's in his hands. Now, which days don't I need Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
Deuteronomy 13, verse 4.
Munatambulanga okugobereranga Mukama Katonda wamwe, ne mwekuumanga ebiragiro bye, ne muwuliranga eddoboozi lye, era munaamuweerezanga ne mwegattanga naye. Era nabbi oyo oba omulosi w'ebirooto anattibwanga.
Baakuttanga mu biroto.
They used to kill you those days.
Wadde waloose ne bibaawo.
Even though you dreamed that it happened.
Naye n'ogeza obalaga Katonda
gwe batamanya.
Baakukwatanga ne bakuba
emiggo. They used to get you and beat you to death.
But we are
going to use the word of God. It is the sword to kill them all.
Bible
says, Hebrews 4:12,
that
the word of God is a sword and it is living. It's a double-edged sword. It separates the thoughts and meditation of someone. It will go in all their thoughts. It will go in the minds of people.
And
it will scratch out all deception
from
in. It aligns people's ears and minds. Those prophets will be destroyed.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You are not going to get pangas. No, no. It will be the word of God. It will bring out their fruits. That will be seen by people openly.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now,
these ones used to kill the prophet
openly.
Why did they kill you? You
are
so dangerous. For the miracles you do, you dream about people, things come to pass. These people work miracles and they do them in Satan. They are very dangerous people. They are very dangerous. More than a person you see that is a wizard in the shrine. For at least you know that I'm not on God in the shrine. At least you know this is Satan and my heaven is not there. But when you are at false prophet's place and they work miracles and they preach another gospel or they show another Christ, as if you think you're going to heaven, it's hard to even open your eyes.
And
you think that you move with God. That's why they used to kill them. And others followed the wizards. For there is a generation they killed all the wizards. Now they have killed a wizard. You, a false prophet, you survive. Or you think that when they are killing the prophet, you, the one who has worked a miracle, is you. They are not going to kill. When you failed to speak and they discovered that you were there, and the miracle you
got,
they used to hunt you wherever you were. For a command had been released,
that
even if your brother you see them doing, you report them. That's why you pray so much people in the world.
But
today, people we are supposed to pray first for and to report them to God that they are not born again yet. They are those prophets and those pastors, those apostles. You report them direct to God. They are our brethren, but what do they do? They cause others to get destroyed. We come in the holy people.
Mm-hmm.
Deuteronomy 13:5. ebyokujemera Mukama Katonda wammwe.
Nti ebyamagiro by'obulimba,
the first miracles, all those dreams,
bifiirako nnyo abantu okujeemera Katonda.
They cause people to rebel against God.
Nga ne bw'abagamba kino kirina kuba
bwe tells them this has to be like this, they no more can see it.
Kyamateeka 13:5.
Deuteronomy 13:5.
Eyabajja mu nsi y'Emisiri n'akununula mu nnyumba y'obuddu okusendasenda n'okukyamya n'okukyamya okuva mu kkubo lya mu kkubo Mukama Katonda wo lye yakulagira okutambulirangamu, bw'otyo bw'onojjangamu obubi wakati mu ggwe.
Kati bano baliwo okozesa ebyamagero okusendasenda omuntu,
have to use miracles to draw someone,
n'okukyamuukiriza omutima gwo,
and to heat up someone's heart.
Ate ebyamagero ebyo nga bawulidde,
miracles of your heart,
bikolebwa pologuramu y'amaanyi,
make a serious program upon them.
Waliwo ekyamaanyi ekiralabo kye baba balinanga mu basitaani,
ky'olina
okufuna
as the status you have to get.
Basisinkana mu busenge bwawe,
you have to meet them in their rooms,
ne basooka bakuwandikako ekipande,
and they first put an inscription upon you, or you make an appointment with them. It is to enter a covenant with Satan. Listen like this. In the miracles of Christ we saw, all people
who worked
miracles, he never made appointments with them. He just met them abrupt, or whether in the way, whether he's been called in the house, and wherever you meet him, as well as it was in the program of the Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus. For he wasn't met by anyone when he wasn't to be healed. All who met him, they were brought by God to be healed. Only they who refused to believe what he told them. Like the lepers, the ten. Only one came back and was totally healed. Praise Jesus. Now what's happening is this. The miracles of these men you see, behind them there is this number, the
346.
And that's where you see when their spirit is moving, whether healing, whether doing anything, it is burning.
Shake yourself uncontrollably.
And you see the situation is in is not easy.
He
stretches himself as he's healing. Others make drama. And the demon is on the side. And they prepare themselves that they're going to fight physically. But what they are doing, they are doing
it.
You see the drama they are doing, you think, what are they on? Yet they reason with it. Let us make a game here. They even put. They demarcated a boundary and the demon was on this side. And the demon began to warm with him. And the pastor is warming up. And you are there watching.
And
by the time you get out, someone has been inscribed on 666.
Deuteronomy 13:6. Muganda wo, mutabani wa nyoko, oba mutabani wo, oba muwala wo, oba mukazi, oba omukazi w'omukifuba kyo, oba mukwano gwo, alinganga obulamu bw'okwe.
Alinga obulamu
bw'okwe. Who is just like your life?
My
pastor.
Musumba,
my pastor has pastored me for a long time.
Alinga omutima gw'okwe.
You feel laughing. If they take him out of your life, you feel you'll die.
And
God tells you that
now,
when you see him do this, he's the first you have to first kill. You love him so much. You know that pastor. He suffered for my sake. For who? Now this he does is taking you where? They have told you and it's just like your life. Just as you see your child and you want to take them from you. As you see your husband or your wife or your mother. And you feel you love them. But when they bring the things of taking you from God, the
first
miracle to blind the eyes of people and they don't lighten the kingdom of God to them in His righteousness, He is the first person to take out of your heart and put them aside. Ask some brethren.
When they
went to the pastor
and
they told him there is third heaven and he refused. It's not there. And they read it for him. He said still it's not there. Yet he has read in the Bible. And they told him,
let
us remain friends in the flesh. But spiritually we have been disconnected
separated.
Be in that spirit of yours.
We too,
let us be in the spirit of the Lord. He will reveal these words to the prophets. We cannot argue with him.
You
have spoken the third heaven. You say it's not there.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Chamateka. Esula ya 13 linyirwa mukaga.
Deuteronomy 13 verse 6.
Nti oba mukwano gwo alinganga obulamu bwo gwe. Bwakusenda sendanga ekyama ngayogera nti tugende tuweleze bakatonda abalala.
Oba naye kugamanya.
Where
they are. Nabi
Yesu
yebasibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Siganyi wali ebyama geronga bwo
gwe. Yes, there are miracles as you hear them. And they can look through you.
But
why does God tell you don't accept?
For there is
something he knows which comes from the spirit of Satan behind it. You are going to get the number 666. This number passes through many things.
There
are gospels of Satan. And in churches,
mumadini,
then religions, in people, and where you put your ears,
there,
rich people and they enjoy profane, and that's their gospel. And when you sit in them, you end up being sealed very well. Where we see the seal of God, of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit puts upon you, but after hearing the gospel. Even Satan,
their
gospels,
them
they pass and their spirit seals you.
And you say,
every gospel you hear, you take it.
Yes,
that's why we're going to read
study.
The right Christ and his church.
The
false Christ and their church. The right gospel of the kingdom of God
and
the gospels of Satan, all that are criteria of the number. But the spirit of Satan is what inscribes this number to the people. Just as the spirit of God seals us. Now if you don't carefully look at it, you find yourself getting out of the body and you have the number of Satan. You may never have sat in the
synagogue of the prophet,
but you sit with them profane and speak vulgar. There are people who profane and speak vulgar and they don't
know
speaking. But they just put on clothes and they walk vulgar. And all the private parts are exposed. And they profane like that. Even others with evil actions. They are preachers of the gospel of Satan. And Satan never sleeps from day into night. They are always preaching the gospel. In the songs, this one you see,
TV,
and on the television, as someone begins to expose their bum on the television, and you two you're watching, the others are preaching. They preach things. And the songs of this generation, when you watch them, you get spoiled and corrupted in mind. For you cannot separate them if you can't. And you
continue to see,
they bring every action of Satan on the screen.
Chapter 13, verse 6.
Deuteronomy 13, verse 6.
Bwana kusenda sendanga, ekyama gayogera nti tugende tuweleze bakatonda abalala. Bota manyanga gwe, ne wankubadde bajjajjaabo. Kubakatonda baba mawanga ababeetoolodde abali okumpi naawe oba abakuli ewala okuva ku nkomero y'ensi okutuuka ku nkomero y'ensi tomukkirizanga so tomuwuliranga so n'eriiso lyo terimusaasiranga so tosonyiwanga so tomukwekanga.
Tolina kumukweka.
You shouldn't hide him.
Omanya enaku zino.
You know these days. You hide them in their heart, in your heart, and instead.
Sijja kumwogerako.
I will not speak of him.
Yes,
yes.
Baga mitomukweka watu.
They have told you don't hide him in any place.
Omanya abantu abasinga
obungi. That you save many other people.
Okola otya?
How do you do it?
Chamateka 13. Olinyirirwa mwenda.
Deuteronomy 13 verse 9.
Naye tolemanga kumutta.
Tolemanga kola ki?
You have to put him to death.
Naye omutta otya?
How do you kill him?
Kigambo kya Katonda
kitwa. The word of God is a sword.
Totawananga kulumba na jambi
eyo buliwo. Don't waste attack with a physical palm.
Yingira okutegeera ennyo ekigambo. Trying
to understand it so well the word. That you can save many.
Chamateka 13 mwenda.
Deuteronomy 13 9.
Naye tolemanga kumutta. Omukono gwo gwe gunaasookanga okuba ku ye okumutta. Gwe gunaasookanga okuba ku ye okumutta n'omukono gw'abantu bonna ne gulyoka gumubaako.
Kaakati ffe
tetubatukkiriza
nti omusango gutandikira mu nnyumba.
Tetuba
tutandikira mu
bulokozi. Ne
tulumba wabweru
eddiini.
Abantu banaaba batweyungako mu
maaso awo.
Nga basobodde otegeera
nti
waliyo bannabbi obulimba n'ebyamagero
eby'obulimi.
Era nga n'ekigendwa kyabyo kuwandiika ku bantu nnamba
eyo.
Mukaakaaga mu mukaaga. Yesu yeebazibwe. Ennamba ya
Sitaani. It's been working up to now, it's working. We are going to continue to look at it as we see the spirit of Satan.
For it's
what writes it on people. And they confuse with his miracles. You have to be very careful. Are you hearing clearly the kingdom of God? Are you revealed of the kingdom of heaven? Do you understand God?
1
Timothy chapter
4.
Where did they inscribe this number? You may think this number spoken in Revelation 13
and they are
going to write on the forehead that you see it. When you go that they copy it right on the forehead physically,
in the spirit
it would have been reached.
These
have been preparing their gospels right from religion, and they are the gospels they brought in salvation and the spirit of Satan and the false Christ,
and
the number has been working all along. And they've been putting out upon many people. First Timothy chapter 4 from verse 1.
Naye omwoyo ayogera n'watu nti mu nnaku ez'oluvannyuma walibaawo abaliva mu kukkiriza.
Okukkiriza kutuufu kuli
luli. The right faith, where is it?
Era osobola okukebera otya
mu kukkiriza. How can you check that I've gotten out of the faith?
Bible egamba Romans 10:17.
Bible says in Romans 10:17.
Okukkiriza kuva mu kuwulira.
That faith comes from hearing. And hearing the word of God.
Kasita omala okuva mu kuwulira ekigambo kya Katonda.
Get out of hearing the word of God.
Omanyirewo kaakati ovudde mu kukkiriza.
You know, you have gotten out of faith.
Era ky'oyita okukkiriza.
And what you call that faith.
Ekyo si kukkiriza.
It's not faith.
Era newankubadde ng'olowooza.
Even though you think.
Otudde mu kigambo kya Katonda.
You see that in the word of God.
Naye ng'abakibulira banyoola.
But they preach it, twist it.
Nga bwe kyandikwa mu Peter
ekyokubiri. Just as it read in 2 Peter.
Esula eyokusatu.
Chapter 3.
Ogyakumi n'etaano.
Verse 15.
Nti banyoola ebigambo bya Katonda.
They twist the word, they distort the word of God.
Olw'okuzikira kwabwe.
For their own destruction.
Wabanga bo banyoola olw'okuzikira kwabwe.
They distort God's word for their own destruction.
Ate gw'awulira ebinyooleddwa.
He has distorted words.
Abasajja n'abakazi.
These men and women.
Bosinga nanga bulira enjiri.
Whom you find preaching the gospel.
Nakusomera Ezekiel 37.
Ezekiel 37.
Amagumba mu kiwonvu.
And bones in the valley.
Nagambe your business.
And they say that is your business.
Choko ogenda okusoma
ali ngeyo. Yet when you reach down there.
Nti abo bana ba Israel.
That they say those are the children of Israel. These are the ones who distort the word.
Asigala akutte Bible.
They remain as if they hold the Bible.
Naye nga anyola.
But they are distorting the words. And they are getting you out of the faith.
Nakuyingiza mu ekyo kyayita okukkiriza ekirala.
And they enter you in another they claim to be faith.
Nakugamba eyogera ku business.
And they tell you that speaks of a business.
Eyogera ku ntamu ye
batekaze. It speaks of a span which has right.
Yesu yebazimwe.
Praise Jesus.
Abanyola.
There is what is taught.
Naba batolamu ne mungiramu.
And they will subtract and add within.
Bonna bebamu.
All of them are the
same. Abantu mukukkiriza.
They will take people out of the faith.
Eranga n'ekigendererwa.
And the intention.
Omwoyo gwa Satani kusobola okuyingira mu bo.
The spirit of Satan to be able to enter in them.
Kuba abantu basobola kukukebera.
But they cannot check you out.
Kusobola okubateekako ennamba eyo.
And you can put the number upon you.
Yesu yebazimwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kyovula Bible
yekulabula. That's why Bible warns you.
Mukyamateeka nnyo. Kyamateeka nya.
Yorusoka n'olwokubiri.
Toyongerangako.
Do not add on it.
So totolanga ku bigambo bya Katonda.
From the words of God.
Kubikulwa biri mu
Revelation 22. Verse 18 to 19. Don't subtract, don't add on. Whoever adds on, they will add on punishments upon them, even the one who subtracts from. If they add on him, how will you hide what was added in? For you to is what you add, you spread ahead. Bible says, the words, you are commit them to the faithful who will spread them ahead. If they give you words which have been distorted, what do you take to others? All of you become the same.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
After
they get out of the faith,
Bible,
they read one a little in the Bible. By the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. And it begins to go into other things. They don't teach you down, they healed the stripes healers of what? They don't tell you that it was written for the transgression of my people. Not for the people's sickness, but for sin.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And the sins are what caused the sickness. After we sinned in the garden, that's where sicknesses came from. If we had no sin, sickness are not there. For they cannot attack a body without sin.
Yes,
praise Jesus. First Timothy chapter 4 from verse 1.
Naye omwoyo ayogera lwatu nti munaku ez'oluvannyuma walibaawo abaliva mu kukkiriza.
Omwoyo omuto kuvumwa ennyini
avunaanyizibwa
ku misoni
ey'okusiringa
abantu ba Katonda
ne siru ya Katonda
amanyi bulungi abantu abali bafuna siru ya
Satani
kiki kye balitandikirako nti balisooka kuva mu
kukkiriza.
And they no
accept to hear the word of God.
And
when you preach the gospel to someone, and they tell you put aside the Bible and we speak, yet they are born again, and
now
they
are born in religion
who think they are holding the Bible. And they tell you, no,
you
put the issue of the Bible aside and we speak. The Bible college says what?
The Bible College.
The pastor.
You
put aside the Bible. This is the generation. People move with Bibles, with books written by fellow people. And they still speak from here. And they write their own books.
And you
tell the pastor, they bring out a book of the other he wrote.
First Timothy chapter 4 from verse 1.
And they are following deceiving spirits. They
are
even hearing those deceiving spirits. And they speak in their ears. And they tell you, God has told me. But it's not one.
There are many
spirits of Satan which have said. Even the teaching of demons. They don't end. That they work miracles. They have a teaching of words which are twisted and distorted. And they have added within them. They have a teaching. But their teaching is amazing. You can be alive in the garden of God on earth. The book says that. And they teach you. Now when you bring a scripture,
it's
2 Peter chapter 3 from verses 8 on to 15, that the world would finish even whatever is in it, even heaven and earth will melt by fire. They don't want to hear such a scripture. The heading says, you can be alive in the garden of God on earth. Now they will accept that the world will cease to be. As we go to check the garden of God,
2
Corinthians 12,
and
it is in the third heaven, not on earth.
And
that they print books.
And
they are so beautiful with images which are nice.
Now,
as you look at the book,
wow,
and the book is nice to read, there are images. But my Bible, it doesn't have images, I can't see properly. It's not nice to read. I want the other which has images within.
And
you love to read when there are images aside, and you think that it's nice.
Mm-hmm. oluvannyuma lwokubanga bawulira emyoyo gino
kyekibaokwabasita and the teaching of demons.
Timoseo ekisooka essula yokuna olunyi lwakubiri.
1 Timothy 4:2.
Olw'obunnanfuusi bw'abalimba nga bookebwa emyoyo gyabwe nga n'ekyuma ekyokya.
Kaakati mwe mu mbeera eyo
now in that situation
omala bakugamba omwoyo wuyo atambula
the spirit is moving
n'olya okuwulira ekintu nga kikwokya
something burning you
okirwanako
you fight it resist it
kyovuula banaabawonya
that's why they even heal
bannabbi bano
balina ebintu
byebakola omwoyo gumuvaako naye nga
enamba
gwongera
it is writing, scraping the number on them.
And they
scrape it upon your spirit. And they are seared by and hold high on by their spirits. They scrape the number upon your spirit. As you see it on your forehead,
it
was on your inner man in the head.
Kuochebwa ku mioyo
gyabwe. Striping upon their spirits.
Guli omwoyo gwennyini gwe guyita.
Other spirits
have what power. How
you feel you want to resist it.
Yet if you say today,
accept, we have to write the first number upon you.
Ne weyongera mu njiri no ulara ne
bakwa. And you continue the gospel, they also add on another.
Na bagamba mujuzibwa omwoyo
katuya. And they are saying you're
being filled with the spirit. But the
feeling you feel something holding you.
Oh, where do we stand?
You are falling but you're kicking and kicking
around.
You know how they say? They cannot sustain the spirit as supporting the spirit who has fallen upon them. The anointing is heavy.
Yet you
are fighting with something you feel. You are resisting it.
And
the women have accessed this number, many of them.
It inscribes
the number upon you and you feel you are fighting it.
Ennaku zino gimanyi n'olumba abantu mu birooto.
This day they even attack
nga tegwaguveo nga
tuna mukutana your head and they don't want you to get up. You have to
speak. Bali mu mwetu kubirayo tujikubira ntu
lwana gana. That's why in the spirit and in the dreams we beat them and fight him.
Kwato omutwe no.
They get your head and they
baba agara kuno mu andika
they want to write on you by force in a dream.
Omanyi baga mande bali jwa wali kako no lwepa ko roza bya kusaga. Bakulumba mu kiro ne bakwato omutwe
kuno nga tebaga kupenda wansa. They get this head down. They don't want it to get up. And
they
say this thing we want to write upon you by force. But that's why God says, let's be living. But as we sleep, let's remain living.
When
we have the greater one in us. Now these ones inscribe it upon
you
like an hot iron.
Now they say
it's moving in spirit. And you feel something is grabbing you. Sometimes it's scratching you. These are in churches. As long as they knew that in salvation, a person has
been there,
and they attacked mob of them. They
have made
synagogues where they claim to call churches.
This
is different from religion. Now they are in salvation.
Zedi ni basoka kujao dini batimanya.
First wipe them out.
Mu bigambo bya yewe
bogera. In their word they speak, you are sealed.
Mu Timoseo ekisooka essula ey'okuna n'olunyiriri olw'okusatu.
1 Timothy 4:3.
Nga bawera okufumbiriganwa
nga bw'obiraba nti bano basisita
bano bafazi
bo bennyini ne babiwera si Katonda
yagambye.
Tewali Katonda gwe yalonda mu kirabo mu birabo by'omwoyo okubeera
faazi.
Newankubadde
sisita.
Okufuuka sisita mu Kristo Yesu.
Become a sister in Christ Jesus. We don't study it.
Tukkiriza bukkiriza
Yesu. We just believe Christ.
Okuyita mu bigambo bya tugamba.
Okufuuka
sisita wange.
Become my sister and become your brother.
Naye mu ddiini
ezo. But in those religions.
Okufuuka buraza.
To become a brother.
Osooka kisomera.
You have to study for it.
Waruka oyo buraza.
And he said that is a brother.
Okufuuka omusomesa.
To become a teacher.
Osooka soma.
You have to first.
There's
nothing like the Spirit gives you. The other has up their own
criteria.
And it entered the church of salvation. Now God is not the one who gives to us pastors. You go and study the Bible college and they give you a certificate to make you a pastor. All those things you see, they have ways to set up. To inscribe the number 666. They are preparing for it.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Kakati enamba.
Now this number.
Bobaji baji ochakumoyo.
They inscribe it upon your spirit. They are going to write on the forehead. They are coming, they know what they are doing. They want to confuse you. When you wrote it in the book, was it that you wrote? When you're studying, when you wrote and you reached that number, was it the same? Have you ever written 666 in your book? Was it yours? These ones are con men. And that number has been working all along. Now they pass through the street moving. Now it has spread so much. For its days are ending.
Bible
says that they chased him from heaven and he knew that he had a little moment on earth. Now he has continuously reduced the speed they are working on. They are planting here and there, but all of them are planted to preach the gospel of the kingdom of heaven. Miracles, power, look for power. Praise Jesus. Now the other spirit uses to write this number on. It is very hard to get off it. According to Jeremiah. Jeremiah 17 from verse
1. Ekibi Yuda kyawandikibwa ne kalamu eyekyuma.
It was inscribed with an iron tool. The other spirit sears you like an old iron. I don't understand what I'm trying to tell you. Don't forget, I told you in the miracles of Saturday, and that spirit moves in you. The one you just believe and accept every time. There is an intention why it's moving.
And
why it sears like an old iron when it falls on you. There is a reason why you cannot carry it. They who have lived long in that issue, they are the ones who get used to it. And
there's
always one person who sits in that room. And these, all these followers,
if he
has been with them for how many years, they cannot stand that number. For all along they are engraving it. As you come back and you engrave a number on something. That's why all every day they beat you down. Every time you're falling and shaking up, you are fighting to resist it, but you cannot. You used to think that it's the way of born again. To think that the spirit has come and you shake heads and use your hair like that.
Yeremiya esula ya 17 olunya olusooka. Ekibi kya Yuda kyawandiikibwa ne kalamu ey'ekyuma n'ejjinja erya alimansi
ssongoyo. They know
that
his spirit is going to write through, pass through and write with a pen of flint.
Yeremiya 17 olinya olusooka. Kyayolebwa ku kipande eky'omutima gwabwe.
Upon our hearts. They burn the spirit and on the heart. You see it on the forehead and it's wild. That's why God says, me to my words. I want them to be written in a man and to their hearts to be filled there, even your minds. That you have the seal of God shining on your forehead. Just as you see Moses or our Master Jesus. But remember the seal of the Holy Spirit. You get it after hearing the gospel of the kingdom. Now this was not mind of this gospel. They are in miracles and their spirit is moving. And in 3 years, they will have already engraved the first number on you.
It takes
time to engrave on you the second number. As
far
as they finish. Triple six, you're no more getting back, and God tells you never pray for that one again. For only to engrave one number of someone, it takes them time to pervert you and corrupt you so much. We pray for people, and they're on the first or second number, they can come back. But when they have reached and they have engraved upon them the third number, even if they have just started to engrave the third one, they cannot come back. And that's why God tells you, He has blasphemed my spirit. They are no more. Don't pray for them. This is what they do, they know it. They are looking for the spirit to gather on the side of Satan. We were here in Revelation 16 that these miracles are done and they are gathering people to the battle on the day of the Lord. Yet on that day they won. No person is going to fight our Master Jesus except when they have that number. All alone they are the ones going to fight. For we shall have peace separated a goat and a sheep. Those goats, all of them must have this number 666. The sheep must have the seal of God. That is the spirit of the Lord. And when they will be coming to choose, for Bible says, when our master will come, he will send angels and they will come to pick out the saints. They will see you by what? You must have the seal of the Lord. Even the others will be seen clearly. For when the Abaddon are sent from the bottomless pit, Revelation 9 says, you punish all the who have the seal of Satan. They will be seeing them how? They will be separating us clearly. The day of the Lord when you are falling. Nothing will reach you at all.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. The seals are
two.
There is the one of God, which is put upon the Spirit of the Lord. And the Holy Spirit, be careful of him so much. Among them with sins. That they must front the gospel of the kingdom of God. And now the Holy Spirit will come from behind. And he seals. After they have heard the gospel of the kingdom.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now all this you see, there is an intentional movie behind the spirit of Satan moving and the false miracles. Jeremiah 17 verse 1.
Awali emiti ejimera ku nsozi empanvu. Aye olusozi lwange oluli mu nnimiro, ndigabula ebintu byo n'obugagga bwo bonna okuba omunyago n'ebifo byo ebigulumivu olw'okwonoona.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Mukama asiga ddala be nnamba.
The Lord has remained seeing that number.
Era ng'agamba engeri gye wandiikibwako.
The way it's inscribed and engraved.
Babageza ne bagimalayo.
They try to finish it up. You know your normal can come back.
And
these men forced to be in miracles all days. And to say, and tell you, call the spirit to move. And what's upon them to clothe you.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
So now,
that's how we are captured by the things.
If you have
been careful in these things. Revelation
13.
They tell you these words. Revelation 13. We began from verse 11. And you see the miracles which follow up as that number is about to be engraved upon you. Revelation 13 from verse 11.
Nenda bensolo endala ngeva monsi era yalina amayembe abiri agafana nanga gomwana gwendiga neyogera ngogusota nekoza obuyinza bwonna obw'ensolo ey'olubereberye mu maaso gaayo n'esinzisa ensi n'abatuulamu ensolo eyolubereberye eyawona ekiwundu ekyokufa.
Twogera ku bwakabaka bwa
Satan.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Tulaba bwakabaka buno
bw'ensolo. This kingdom of the beast.
Nekyebutegeeza.
And what it means.
Tukyayongerayo kasatu tuuse kwenye.
We are moving on as we reach this number.
Okwongera okumumanyako.
To continue to know of him.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Naye ne yalabikanga erina amayembe abiri.
But this appeared with two horns.
Agafananga gw'omwana gw'endiga.
Which resembled like the of the Lamb of God.
Bible yegamba ku bikwata 5:6.
Bible speaks in Revelation 5:6.
Nenda bw'omwana gw'endiga.
I saw the Lamb of God.
Erina amayembe musanvu.
And he has seven horns.
N'amaso musanvu.
And seven eyes.
Yemyo musanvu
ejaka. The seven spirits of God.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Miyojino musanvu.
These seven spirits.
Bible yeginyonyola ko.
Bible explains of them.
Misaa 10 ne.
In Isaiah 11.
Olunyotani ko soka
nuru. From verse 1 and 2.
Kuliko moyo wa mukaba.
There is the spirit of the Lord.
Kuliko moyo wa magezi.
There is the spirit of wisdom.
Kuliko moyo okutegeera.
There is the spirit of understanding.
Kuliko moyo okutegeera.
There is the spirit of counsel.
Kuliko moyo wa amani.
There is the spirit of power.
Uwo kumanya.
The spirit of knowledge.
Nuwo okutya mukaba.
And the spirit of fear of God.
Ngabo arabikira mu kikondo
kizi cha tatu. As he appears through the lampstand.
Kubikura nyata.
Revelations 4:5.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Kati ejimu kumiyo jino jola.
Now some of these spirits you see.
Okulabika ku kunsole
to appear on his feet
and they're
just like of the Lamb of God. It is still that they are miracles.
Tulabangawo moyo ngogwamani.
We see the spirit as if it's of power.
Tulabangawo moyo wa amani.
We see the spirit of power.
Ngayifananyiriza amani
kali akukole byamu. The power of working miracles.
Bibilibilinga byeri
kusaidia Yesu. They are on the side of Jesus.
Tulabangawo moyo
wa ngokutesa. The spirit of counsel.
Ngabasubira okutumula mbiro na ebisebe
byabantu. And the seasons and times of people.
Nagamba nakulabiyo
kwa mungu. And it tells you I saw you
doing this. Mukama achikola bwana.
This God does it like this in your life.
Omoyo eje bilijo kati balina.
Spirits, they're the ones they have.
Kati okugamba nti magezi.
Now to say that wisdom
oba kutegeera tebibaayo,
it's not there.
Tebayo kumanya.
There is no knowledge.
Tebayo kutya Katonda.
There is no fear of God.
Bakugamba jangunga
bwo. Then you come as you are.
Ni muri wakamubere
one. And you reside there.
Ni muri yisanga bwo.
Everyone acts the way they want.
Bakugamba kasoma zokurukuka.
As long as you're born again.
Tocha ananyeziba kibicho
nale bwo tamu. There is no more condemnation upon you of anything. For you have reached heaven.
Enanga bamura kugamba
and they tell you after
torokoza tuchafugiba mateka
as you've gotten saved you're no more under the laws
nefere tufugiba mateka
gaji but we are not governed by the laws of sin
wabula tufugiba mateka
go but we are governed by the laws of righteousness.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Kale biyo nabibi yemabiga
wenna all that is behind his spirit
kati ensone no jola
now this beast you see
nabo bwa kabaka bwa Satan
also the kingdom of Satan
wabula ngabulina omwoyo
but it has the spirit
ugo moyo wa amanya
akefananyiriza power which is just like of God
na yenga amanyi si marungi
but the power is not God.
Jeremiah 23
9 and 10
ndinabine bakabona
bolonisi the priests and the prophets are
corrupt amanya gabwe si marungi
their ways are not good
na amanyi gabwe si marungi
their power is not good
ngabulina omwoyo yalingo wa amanya
at the spirit of power.
Chamateka 13 nega.
Proverbs 13 says.
Baro nebiroto.
That they even have dreams.
Nebakwana akabone.
And they even
issue
signs and they come to pass.
Bali samwe wokuteso no
wechi kuli. They pass through the spirit of counsel.
Nebara bibiro nebisira.
And those seasons and times.
Nebara gura.
And they prophesy.
Era nebakulagiria.
And they show you.
Ne ne bakulaga katondo
omulala. And they give to another god.
Echamagero chonga lya chimazo
kubawa. And the miracle has happened after.
Woli nokwegendereza.
You have to be very careful.
Bible yerabula nyo.
Bible warns so much.
Nokusinga bwetulowooza
more than even what think
mulimune ebitafibwako
even what is not minded all
osuma mayembe galingo agomwana
kwini and you with the horns are like no, the lamb of God and you leave it there
kumbe bakugambye banabagana kuja no moyo
this was a God to come with the spirit
yefananyirizango wa Christ
just like of Christ
ebyamagironga
we and the miracles are working
okulagula nakwa
kugenda mu prophecies are moving on
nayingo okulagula
but the prophecies
eno bakufudde nga mmere
they have made it like food here
mulichiseera
ndaba every time I see
naye kuoluza abatume bwebate
baweleza the apostles were like that
banabi bwebate baweleza
did you meet the minister like that
banu babiranga basamisi
bibi these are like wizards themselves
kula bajaja
I see the father grand the grandfather is saying that's the wizards how they speak
which said
every time I see
bwebate babera
that is how they are
era babera mu makanisa nga bisira babera
abanda bachi and all days they are seeing they are seeing
nenda sha ndaba
but they are
mukama agamba
I see God
mukazi kwe chimwe che 10 chize wachize wabaddo wasose kwetu
you woman to bring the type you first sold yourself
chize yo
you take it back they can't see such
bara babiri ebira
they only see the others they leave the
scene nemba mwabadde wimfana
muri if you close wrong they don't see that
kubo moyo gubaliko si moyo arubirize
kiti upon them is not the one who convicts sin
ngo moyo mtu kububwa
like the Holy Spirit how he is
gwe batu wako myokana
the one was given us
yokana 16 ngazo kulumiriza
ese kiti John 16 and he came to convict the world of sin righteousness and judgment and now he will reveal what is going to come
asoka jine
emirimu first works this major work convicting the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And now he reveals to us. Praise Jesus. Revelations.
Revelation 13:13. Nekola obubonero bunene era n'okussa omuliro okuva mu ggulu ku nsi mu maaso g'abantu.
Nekola ebyamagero bingi.
Many miracles.
Era n'okuyita omuliro.
Even calling fire. Naye
bino byonna kubuza abantu.
But all this is to confuse people.
Basobole okubateekako ennamba.
That they can be engraved on the number.
Eya Satan.
Of Satan. Revelation 13:14.
Nerimba abatuula ku nsi olw'obubonero bwe yaweebwa okukola mu maaso g'ensolo.
Nti obubonero buno bw'olaba.
That designs you see. Oba
ebyamagero
bino. The miracles.
Babi kwegamba obubonero buliwo okubikka maaso g'abantu.
The signs are there to come to the eyes of people. That they can deceive us whatever they want.
Agamba nasinkanye Mukama.
They tell you I met God.
Naye ku mwe tekubaako gwakkiriza sinkana Mukama.
Among you, no one can accept to meet God.
Era esaala zammwe bazitekesa mu mabaasa. And your
prayers are put in back envelopes and the offering.
Yagenda kusinkana
Katonda. That they may go and meet God on your behalf.
Kubanga taba Katonda omulamu.
For he's not the living God.
Uyinza musinkana nga alina amayembe.
You may meet him when he has horns and you run from him.
Uyinza musinkana nga Katonda gwe bagamba.
You may meet him at the God they tell they have been meeting.
Nga alinga ekundi eddubu.
It's like a warthog.
Kati tajja kugamba sinkana Katonda.
Now they will not tell you meet my God.
Now they have told you, if they tell
you meet the God, they are the ones who visit you when they tell you meet my God.
And
you dream in the night when he's seated there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When he says, he goes away, you get sick. As you wake up, you're so ill. Pastor, when I saw you, and I got sick. As I
awoke,
I was sick. And he tells that now God was healing you. The sickness was in you. Yet he's the one who came to make you sick. Revelation 13:14.
Ngegamba abatuula ku nsi okukolera ensolo ekifaananyi erina ekiwundu eky'ekitala neba.
Now
this began a long time.
And
when we shall come back Daniel on the other day, we shall see of these four beasts.
Babylon.
We shall see Medo-Persia. We shall see Greece. The Roman Empire is the beast which our Master Jesus made as the kingdom of Satan.
Really.
And the ones who were moving the spirit of Satan by that time,
it
was basing right there to spread the entire world. Just as you see how America has handled it. Praise Jesus. You may ask yourself, why not Rome? These ones have been given the mission of building until that beast will be back and that wound has been totally healed and ceased to be. Yet they first put up an image. That Roman Empire is that beast. But the image they mold of the beast is the Roman Catholic Church. And it too is of Rome. But it's an image. It's like the beast. But it's like a church. Now when you see the abomination stood in the holy place, and you know,
Roman Empire,
Roman Catholic Church, they are the ones reigning now. Church are now a Roman. Don't you see that? These things are broader than
you know what you think.
There is church here. But here there is Roman Catholic. And it ends church. Now you church you cease to be. And they came that thing. Now it is getting healed of that wound. It's healing. It's in raining again all nations.
And they've
already brought out that order
of
all nations to become one and to have one faith.
I believe.
They have a Bible they have already printed out, and it is a messed up Bible which they want to spread in the entire world. They have looked for all the old Bibles, they have wiped them out. To look for King James 2000 now, you cannot there find it in any bookshop. When you find it, it's on 180,000 shields and above.
Their
Bibles, what they speak is not connected. Now
those
ones, all of them are wrong. We have brought the right one. The intention of these men, they have begun to speak, and they say that the unity of pastors. But they were moving something within. Why unit of pastors? Not unit of the gospel of Christ. For Ephesians 4 says, we have to be in one faith, one baptism, our master is one, and one faith, one spirit. That's the unity. This unit of the pastors, what is that? Others wanted power to get from this one spirit. You cannot go in them and you don't get spoiled. When you reach in them and what they reason out, you wonder whether it's the unit of the gospel. But that thing where it is reached, it has gone far. They have begun to tell you, you see an homosexual. It's a normal thing. So they have put the human rights commissions. All of them are into the thing.
Companies,
the Illuminati has begun themselves. Whether someone is an homosexual, that's their right. Give them rights. If they abort, it's okay. And you think that they put companies for you, which is fighting for human rights.
What companies? Those are business.
They are companies and they are for business.
You
preach the gospel of Satan and it's a business. They tell you the people you enter in, that is the wealth. And they trap you that you're selling more. Selling. You're selling their drugs, you're selling their jelly. But the gospel they love most, how many people have you enrolled within? There is a company which is new. You don't pay money to register. They begin to pay for your child. You don't pay registration. Now they demand you to enroll people.
There
are many things they have brought to reach, and the person has no time to be in the Bible. Now if you don't get careful, the number is working. Its time is ending. It has to do everything possible.
All
pastors have been captured that they can never stand to remain speaking truth, and they are seeking for one thing. Their spirit has moved the house, or it passes through business, whether wherever you have to be very careful.
What is your company?
There is a company
forever living.
Forever living. You're going to live forever because of those products. Not for Christ.
It's
not knowing one true God. Now, can those products make you live forever? The names alone they have are blasphemous.
Esula ya 13 linyiro 15
Revelation 13:15
Nebewa okuwa ekifana nkyensolo okusomoka ekifana nkyensolo kiryoke kyogere era kisebonna abatasinza kifana nkyansolo newaliriza bonna abato nabakulu nabagagga nabavu nabeddembe nabaddu okuwebwa enkovu ku mukono gwawe ogwa ddyo oba ku byenyi byabwe.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Nga enamba olina okugifuna.
That number you have to get it.
Ku mukono ogwa ddyo.
Onto your right hand.
Oba mu kyenyi.
Or your forehead.
Kyovula mukusansa bagenda mikono awo.
Why in throwing hands as they tell you the spirit is moving.
Ebyawe baagala.
That is what they want.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ona agenda kizuna
ndiraba
muli muna abalinayo.
Even people have one letter already engraved on them. And the first six, they have it engraved on them. They are about to start on them the second one.
They are being,
who got already, they have the three or six. They can almost stand right back. But
they
have advised you down here.
Revelation 13:17.
Business they are involved there. That's where the businesses you see. When you go there and they give you their products, if you want to sell, just sell. And you gather money. But don't preach gospel for people to enter there. Why preach gospel? Instead of preaching Christ's gospel, this one trap you with business and they trap you to enroll people within them. As you get corruptible when you enter there, you have to hunt so much for people to get money. Now they are business and they are merchandise. They have intentions which are wrong.
If
they had given you products to sell. But it involves preach so much their gospel, people to be enrolled in it.
Revelation 13:17.
That the things are like this. The number and the name of the beast. The name and the number are the same thing. Revelation 13:18.
Ah,
we shall need the spirit of wisdom. That's why they say here is where wisdom is required. We require the spirit of wisdom here. He works on hearing the voice of God. What else is there?
And
also in the spirit of understanding,
who
connects scripture by scripture, command by command,
here
a little and there a little, to be able to understand what the number is.
You
don't just follow that this is the one, 666. There is wisdom required. Where is it written? And how is it put there? Are the people one put it there or their spirit? You need wisdom and understanding. Revelation 13:18. The one with understanding, let him get to know the number. But the number of that person, you have to first understand who is that person, and then you know the number. For now, gathering where they can tell you that you are number one when they have not put your name. Now we studied, all of us. Now they are saying number six, number seven. Now who stands amongst us? No one. Until you have said
Eddie,
number seven.
I don't know.
Now you stand up.
Now,
if you don't know the person, you cannot understand the number. You first understand the person, for that number is his name. Praise Jesus.
We
shall continue to understand that, but know of one thing. Even the seal of God is there. And go read about it in Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1.
It
says begin from verse 5 and read to verse 12. 5 to 12. Ephesians 1. 5 to 12.
Yes,
Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 5 to 12.
Paka kali koma ko 10. Befeso.
Ephesians.
Yes, we so kon. Onyo so ka pa ko 10. Befeso nya satu.
Ephesians 4:30.
You
continue to see of the seal of God, which is made of the Holy Spirit.
And
you get it after hearing the gospel.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let's end here in this moment. We shall continue to know in the next week. Tomorrow we are here. We are moving on to see the journey. We've begun to see how you can prepare yourself to meet God and the transports which are spiritual.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
When
time will be favoring us, we shall watch a video. Let us first align ourselves. God bless you. Thank you for coming.